We go to the Rumble Revolution hotline, and we are joined by Greg Cook, who is he's got the rare combination, Pat. Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, and he's been kind enough to join us here in the zone. Mr. Cook, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Unfortunately, I have no eligibility left, or I would like to have signed with somebody. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have like a big signing day deal, or how did your signing come about when you ended up at Arkansas?
Oh, heck no. R.C. Tillman and I, of course, came out of the same high school in Spring Woods, and Coach Broyles just flew down to Houston, met with us and our parents, and we signed up, and that was that.
Now, you were offensive lineman, right?
Correct.
Okay, and you guys, I understand here, I'm reading through some of your, the list of accolades. I mean, it's almost endless. But,
Man, you're supposed to be prepared. You're supposed to have all that memorized by now. You don't have that done?
Well, you work in radio. You know that we have peanut-sized brains.
Exactly. If I don't have a computer telling me what I can read,
exactly.
I don't know anything about anybody.
Yeah. My understanding is that the stuff that they tell you you're not supposed to read, you read anyway. You're not good at being censored. I understand.
No. In fact, this has always been a problem of mine. One time in Green Bay, I even have the headline still where they called me the Texan with the 10-gallon mouth. I'm trying to curb that, but it still gets me in trouble at times.
Sure it helps you now, being a lawyer.
Well, yeah, that'll help you, because I've never really been afraid to stand up in public and speak. But sometimes the thing I say in the media about other things has gotten me in a little bit of trouble. So I'm trying to learn to rein it in a little bit, but I've just, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And it's tough. It's tough, guys.
So, as a Packers fan, I'm having a little bit of trouble with this whole thing here because I guess I'm still having a hard time accepting the fact that the Packers are in the Super Bowl. With all the injuries they had this year, I was just not expecting them to get there. I got to be honest. I didn't necessarily give up hope, but I didn't think it was very likely. And obviously, they've kind of been in playoff mode for several weeks now to get into the playoffs and then earn their way in. Are you a little bit surprised that they were able to get there and were able to overcome all the injuries?
Yeah, preseason, I had figured that if they had gotten their offensive line in order, which was really their Achilles heel last year, and could get a running game going, that they would have a chance to compete with Minnesota for the NFC North. Now, I didn't foresee Minnesota falling apart, and I didn't see the Packers having, I think they have 15 guys on injured reserve. And, these six of these guys, true big-time starters. I mean, when you lose a JerMichael Finley and you lose Nick Barnett, I mean, these aren't slouch starters. These are the big starters. And I didn't think they would, and especially when Aaron Rodgers suffered another concussion, I thought, well, this is going to be the end of the Packers. But you go back over the past seven games or eight games, and there has not been a team play at this intensity level or just play as well as they have. I mean, they barely lost the Patriots. They dismantled the Giants. They beat the Bears. They travel on the road to Philly. They travel and beat Atlanta 13-3. They beat the Bears. I mean, this team is on a roll. And they've got some guys on the team, guys, that I got to tell you, that just never cease to amaze me. The Father Time does not seem to catch up with. Donald Driver's 35. Charles Woodson's 34.
Yeah.
And these guys are playing at probably a peak level that they've ever played at. And now they're going to run into, this is going to be a different bird they're facing this Sunday. The Steelers are solid on both sides of the football. But I tell you, I think it's going to be one of the few Super Bowls that matches, that the game's going to live up to the hype.
What's your assessment? I was actually talking to Cliff Harris this morning. He's going to come on with us on Friday. But, he actually, being a Cowboy, former Cowboy, he's sort of trained and it's ingrained in them to hate the Steelers. But really, I think most of the people who are NFC diehards respect the way they play the game and can't help but sort of appreciate the way the Steelers approach it.
Well, that's what I love about the Steelers, and really, if the Packers have any chance of winning, I think they have to take a Steelers approach. You know that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to try to run the football 35 to 40 times. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether they're having success or not, they're going to keep handing that ball and just pounding on you. And that's, to me, that's what the Packers have to do, because if that offensive line can't run the ball and they get into it just to throw in 45, 50 times, I don't know if they can keep Aaron Rodgers upright, because the Steelers will keep bringing guys from all corners and he can't take another blow in the head. So the Packers have to be able to run the football. Mm-hmm. But, boy, there's some compelling matchups in this game. I mean, you look at Ben Roethlisberger versus Aaron Rodgers. You look at Troy Polamalu, Clay Matthews, Charles Woodson, James Harrison. I mean, your top three vote getters for Defensive Player of the Year are playing in this game. So it's going to be an exciting one. I just can't wait to see it.
Greg Cook, former Razorback, former Green Bay Packer. He's in the Hall of Fame for both, joining us in the zone. When you found out that you were going in the Packers Hall of Fame, and you realize, obviously everybody does who follows football, how meaningful that is, what was your reaction?
You know, to tell the truth, it really brought a tear to my eye. You know, it's such a historical franchise, and when you first get there, you're thinking, wow, you know, this is a city of 102,000 people stuck in North Wisconsin, and, you know, the significance of it doesn't really hit you where you're playing, and then you go through there, you know, it's one of the few teams that has their own Hall of Fame, and it's really a who's who of guys in the NFL. And I can just say I'm fortunate enough to be friends with all the guys that went before me on those great 60 teams. I'm friends with a lot of teams of the guys that played with Favre. I mean, Bart Starr was my coach, one of the classiest guys you're ever going to meet. I mean, I got to meet true legends and icons in the NFL. And to be included in that fraternity was just a thrill. And I don't know, it's just one of the big highlights of my life.
You might have been in the Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame had you lasted one more pick. I was reading a story about how you were actually on the phone with Coach Shula when you found out you were going to Green Bay.
Yeah, it was a funny thing. We were sitting in our apartment. You know, they didn't have the big ESPN draft day like they do now. You just basically sat in your apartment, and RC and I were living together, and it was the second round, and RC got called by the Atlanta Falcons, and they said, well, tell Greg it's not going to be long. And, I mean, the minute RC hung up, the phone rang, and it was Don Shula from the Dolphins, and he said, Greg, we're going to take you with our next pick, and we need to get you down here to Miami for a press conference. I said, oh, that's great. And then he just yelled an expletive and said, I said, what? And he said, Packers took you, and hung up. I mean, he didn't say goodbye, didn't say anything, and I went, I didn't even know what happened. It happened. Yeah. It was like a whirlwind. And then 2 seconds later, the phone rang. It was Bart Starr. So I literally went from South Beach and the, you know, sitting there drinking a Mai Tai up into an igloo in about a 15-minute second.
You get out to Green Bay a lot for games?
Yeah, I went up to the last Bear game. I went up to a game earlier in the year. It's just, you know, I got a lot of friends there. My best friend is a sports announcer, and he's the voice of the Packers on the radio, Larry McCarron. So he and I get together at least once a year, but it's just great to go back. I try to get back before this time of year, you know, when they're getting 25 inches of snow. But it's a wonderful town. The whole state supports the team, and it was just truly a blessing to be, like I said, in that Packer family.
Former Bear and Packer, or former
Bear. Bear,
Razorback and Packer.
I'll hit him for you. Don't worry, I'll hit him for you.
I almost had to come through this phone and hurt somebody.
I know. That's like calling, that's like talking about somebody's mama if you're going to call a Packer a Bear.
Exactly.
I was looking at some other things I want to ask you about, but speaking of the Bears, sorry. You know, of course, the Green Bay had to go through Chicago to get to the Super Bowl. I was a little worried about the field conditions. I know there were some Packer fans and probably some players that were worried about it, too, going in. Didn't turn out to be much of a factor in the game. The quarterback play in Chicago certainly turned out to be a big factor in the game. Jay Cutler certainly took a beating in the media and, you know, by some of the guys in the NFL over his inability to come back and finish the game. What was your thought on all that?
Well, I mean, I got some national media. I won't repeat what I said, but I thought Jay Cutler looked really bad not finishing that game. I mean, you know, yeah, he may have sprained his medial collateral ligament, but Lindsey Vonn, our Olympic skier, had the same injury and just took third in the downhill in Italy and gold in the Super G. So she said, yeah, it hurt, but I could push through the pain. And seeing him sitting on the sidelines with that dour expression, no ice on his knee or anything, and then really the Bears not explaining it very well, just made for a bad situation. However, I did talk to his agent, and the agent said although he won't be appearing on American Gladiator, he is looking at a co-hosting on The View.
Yeah, we won't say what you said, but the quote is fantastic. If you look around the internet a little bit, I'm sure you can find it. I'll give you a hint. I understand your dad worked for Kimberly Clark, right?
Yes, he
did. There's a connection there if you do a little bit of research on that.
That's
so
good.
I'll let you connect the dots.
Yeah,
well, you know. So what do you think? I mean, you feel pretty good about it. And frankly, I was surprised the Packers were picked by the national media by the folks in Vegas, more importantly, but to be a favorite going
into
this game.
Well, you know, I don't like to buck those guys in Vegas. They pretty much know what they're doing.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But I will say this. I was very surprised that the Packers, you know, being the sixth seed going into the playoffs, were favored in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Even with them being on the roll like they are, I saw it more. I was a pick 'em, you know.
Right.
Basically pick your favorite team. And you never know how being off 2 weeks is going to affect any team. You see that in every bowl game that's played now in the college. So you don't know how that's going to affect them and which team's going to get caught up in the media hype and things like that. So there's a lot of different factors you know, the distractions, which team's going to be affected by it. Now, the Packers, the Steelers have been through this before, the Packers not in a while, so hopefully that's not going to get to them. But to me, the key for the Packers winning again is going to be the offensive line, their ability to run the ball and keep Aaron Rodgers from being just molested by an unbelievable Steeler defense.
Yes, he's not to be molested. We can't have that.
Yeah, exactly. He may like that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's into it, but I don't know. He's real close friends with the long snapper, who's an Arkansas guy as well. We were actually just kind of learned about that this week, too. Brett Good, who long snapped at Arkansas, and is now there and has been there for a few years, so kind of interesting thing. But other than having the gift for gab, how did you end up as an attorney and as I guess you're doing radio down there too, right?
Right, I'm with CBS Radio, KILT down here. I work as an NFL analyst down here for them and have a little weekend show. Mainly when I first went to Arkansas, I was a chemistry major, and one of my chemistry labs cut into football practice, and I went to my offensive line coach, and I said, look, I got a problem. One of these labs is cutting into practice. And he said, I don't see the problem. And I said, how's that? He goes, well, ask your chemistry professor if he's going to pay your way through school. And I got the hint that maybe it's time to switch majors. So I switched to marketing. And then when I was done, I knew there were three guarantees in life: death, taxes, and no matter how good or who you are going to be an ex-athlete. So, you know, education is the way to go. And so I went back and went to the University School of Law, had a great time while I was there. And it's just prepared me for a life after football. And I've been very, you know, everything I have to this day I owe to the University of Arkansas, and I'm very happy to be a Razorback as well.
You get back for games, or you just come back to Arkansas to go in another Hall of Fame?
No, I got back. I went to, what game did I go to last year? I try to go up to a game every year. Usually my kids want to go up to one of the games or if they're playing close. So I went. I can't remember what game I went to last year. And then, you know, I've got friends that live there in the area as well, both from the football team and the law school. And I just enjoy the state of Arkansas. I mean, we ride our motorcycles up to Hot Springs, you know, at least once a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a place, it's like a second. I have three homes: Wisconsin, Arkansas, and Texas. Of course, my primary home, but I'm proud to be from all three.
You must have some incredible stories playing for Coach Broyles, Joe Gibbs, and Jimmy Johnson all at the same time.
Well, yeah. I mean, none that are, you know, available for the radio. But I have
that's what you're known
stories.
For, though. You're known for giving us fantastic quotes and stories.
Well, let's just put it this way, that when RC and I were at the University of Arkansas, we were not cheated as far as having fun. And that may have cost us getting kicked out of the athletic dorm one semester, but we were not cheated at all about having fun at the university. And it's a great place to go to school. I have a friend from Houston that I took up a couple years ago to a game, and he went to Auburn, and he said, and this is his quote, he said, this is the best-kept secret in the SEC. He says, Fayetteville, Arkansas may be the most fun place I've ever visited. And I think that says a lot. You know, not only is it a beautiful campus, but there's great people there. And the I was really happy to see the resurgence of the football team this year.
Well, we'll have to try to hook up with you next time you come to Hot Springs, and then you can tell us some more stories off the air, which I'm sure would be even more entertaining than the on-air stories. So.
Well, I'd love to write a book, but I'm afraid half my friends would get divorced, so I can't do that.
But you can handle them. See, that could be a good side business for you. See?
No, I can handle maybe one at a time, but I think I'd be getting hit by about five different directions.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go there.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, they'd probably be so mad at you they wouldn't want you to represent them either. So. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on. One last thing, it kind of got me thinking about what it could have been for you. Obviously, things have worked out well for you, but if you would have stayed in chemistry, what do you think you would have done after football?
Oh, when I first went to Arkansas, I wanted to become a doctor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I had it to do all over again, is when I first got out of law school, Coach Broyles actually offered me a position with the Razorback Foundation. And my parents were getting a little bit older, so I figured I needed to get back to Houston so I could be around them. But if I had to do it all over again, I probably would have taken that position with the Razorback Foundation and been working for the university to this day.
Hmm. Yeah, smart aleck doctors are not nearly as welcome as smart aleck lawyers. So I think
and you know, they're not going to ask a doctor to get on the radio and ask about Jay Cutler's feminine napkin falling out. On, you know, so no, I've had a lot more fun with this thing. Trust me.
Couldn't help himself. I knew you were going to get it in before the end of the interview.
You know, I couldn't help myself.
You're the man. All right. Well, listen, Greg, thanks for everything. We appreciate it. We look forward to hopefully getting you on again, and go Pack.
Guys, I look forward to it, and go Pack. Big Packer win. This Green and Gold Nation will be once again hosting up the Lombardi Trophy.
I love it. All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys.